The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, March 8, 2023. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, congratulated all women of his country on the occasion of International Women's Day. Through his Twitter account, the President highlighted that among the new candidates for parliament, 55.3% are women from different walks of life, comprising scientists, government officials, and teachers, among many others. The National Assembly of People's Power of the Caribbean Nation thanked the women for their dedication, commitment, and daily example. The Vice President of the Republic, Salvador Valdez, also joined in the congratulations and stressed that without their sacrifice, tenacity, and courage, the great and beautiful work of the revolution would have been impossible. Their resistance, creativity, nobility, and drive in all the tasks of the country make them deserving of the greatest tributes on a daily basis, he added. The Minister of Foreign Relations, Bruno Rodriguez, sent on the same social network the warmest congratulations to the tenacious and heroic Cuban women. The Cuban delegation that is participating in the 5th United Nations Conference on the Least Developed Countries continues with a busy agenda. Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment Minister Rodrigo Malmierca met with the Executive Director of the United Nations Office for Project Services, Jens Wondell, about the professional capacity of that organization to support development plans in the countries of the group of 77 plus China. He made statements to Qatari television in which he highlighted the importance of the 5th UN Conference on the Least Developed Countries, which will meet until March 9, and the need to support those nations. The Cuban delegation also took part in a roundtable on the participation of the least developed countries in international trade and regional integration, where it called for actions to improve the participation of these nations in the international arena. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador thanked Cuba for its participation in the IMSS Bienestar Healthcare Plan implemented by his government. At his morning press conference, the president was asked about an alleged lack of use of traditional medicine in this program to modernize the healthcare system, which he seeks to rise to the highest world standards. And in this context, he again referred to Cuban professionals. López Obrador said that the program does not reject the use of traditional medicine, but it is logical that science should take the lead, especially under Mexico's conditions where there is a big shortage of specialists, doctors, and nurses. And for that reason, he said, he does not stop thanking the Cuban people. How are we going to solve the shortage of specialists, the medical care, and the free medicines that the people require? That is why we are so grateful to Cuba, which has sent us these doctors to support us, apart from the fact that we are hiring all Mexican doctors who are working in the state hospital system, and we are making progress in the IMSS Bienestar Plan. Several organizations in Spain on Tuesday rejected the inclusion of Cuba in a list of states sponsoring terrorism. The State Movement of Solidarity with Cuba, MESC, strongly rejected this measure that implies the tightening of the U.S. blockade against Cuba. In a statement under the title, "Cuba on a List of Terrorist States, Enough of U.S. Government Slander," this is done by those who have no moral or legal standing whatsoever to draw up lists of aggressor or terrorist countries, MESC added. MESC's over 60 groups recalled that different U.S. governments perpetrated manifold crimes against humanity in the name of freedom and democracy. Cuba has been victim of terrorist attacks, with the result of more than 3,500 Cubans murdered or seriously injured. These terrorist actions have been executed, promoted, and orchestrated from the United States. The State Movement of Solidarity with Cuba condemned. The Francophony Day in Cuba will consist of film screenings, exhibitions, comics, photography, and literature during March, organizers said in Havana. Mark Sagard, director of the French Alliance of Cuba, announced that this initiative would be launched on March 12 with a concert by French pianists Hugues Leclerc and Anne de Sombre, and Cuban flutist José Lázaro Álvarez. The program covers an exhibition by French photographer Denis Darsac in Santiago de Cuba and the exhibition Medusa's Hope by contemporary Belgian artist Cohen Van Mechelen at Havana's National Museum of Fine Arts. In conjunction with the Cuban Institute of Cinematography, Art and Industry, the initiative will also screen 13 films, all of which will be premiered in Cuba and are mainly set in French-speaking nations. And in the international agenda, we have that. Ecuadorian legislators are working on the request for the impeachment of President Guillermo Lasso, a request that will be made official on Friday, according to parliamentary sources. Deputy Viviana Veloz, head of the commission in charge of the report recommending the impeachment of the president, said that members of the Union for La Esperanza party seek to include sufficient evidences into the document so as to guarantee the progress of the procedure. Lasso reached this point after the scandal that links his brother-in-law, Danilo Carrera, and officials of his government with an alleged network of corruption in public companies and links with drug trafficking, particularly with the Albanian mafia. Lasso denies the accusations, describing them as destabilizing attempts, and has been supported by the Organization of American States and Allied Nations. On the other hand, social formations are joining the request to bring forward the end of Lasso's term through constitutional means. Meanwhile, the Haitian Medical Association denounced that at least 30 doctors have been kidnapped from January 2022 to date and called for concrete actions from the authorities to stop the phenomenon. Medical personnel are frequent victims of gangs who have increased their activities since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in June 2021 and have expanded their areas of influence in the last year. The association criticized the government for not taking responsibility for the security of the union and of the population in general, who cannot carry out their daily activities or live in peace. It also demanded the unconditional release of Dr. Genevieve Arty, who was kidnapped more than a month ago. At least 10 doctors have been kidnapped in Haiti so far this year, the majority of them in the capital, leading to the closure of several health institutions. Human rights organizations reported more than 100 kidnappings since the beginning of the year in a context characterized by increasing violence. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.